It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. KFI AM 640. Handle here on a Saturday morning. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And let's start right now with the phone numbers because it's top of the hour. And it's always, always the best time to call. We only have a couple of lines. As a matter of fact, that have called in. So this thing will, it should heat up in just a few moments. And the phone number is 800-520-1534, 800-520-1534. And what ends up happening, last couple of Saturdays, we were jammed virtually the entire 3 hours. So let me suggest jumping right on this. And that is 800-520-1534. Now, first, this is Handle on the Law, marginal legal advice, where I tell you, you have absolutely no case. All right, this is, we've seen these cases all over the country. And this is about people, usually men, usually black men, who have spent 20, 30 years in prison for murder convictions, because that's really the only way you spend that much time in prison, life imprisonment without possibility, parole kind of thing, you know, 35 years to life. And they're finding more and more of these men are innocent because of the DNA evidence that's collected. And this goes back, they've collected DNA in crime scenes forever, clothing, et cetera, that has spit, semen, et cetera, on it. And inevitably, one of two things happens with DNA. Someone is proved that they weren't even there at the scene, or it's the wrong person. Someone else was there, or in fact proves that the person was there. See, a lot of people don't really think about the fact that DNA can also prove guilt. Beyond a reasonable doubt, just helps the guilty verdict. So this is one out of L.A., and the L.A. District Attorney's Office announced that it found a man who spent 38 years in prison for a murder, factually innocent. Now, this doesn't happen very often. This is where the court doesn't say not guilty. This isn't the court that says someone else was there. And he could have done it, but there's not enough evidence. The DNA doesn't prove complete innocence. In this case, this actually did happen to this guy, Hastings, Maurice Hastings. They found DNA evidence, and the DNA evidence at the crime scene, he had been found guilty for murder, a woman, and two attempted murders during the crime scene. They found him not there at all, completely, totally innocent, and the court found him factually innocent. That is a very big deal. And he had kept on asking for DNA evidence and asking and asking. There was semen found on the victim, and the two DAs fought against it. They said, no, it's too late. That's what usually happens, is there's a certain amount of time that you're given to introduce new evidence. And if it's past that time, courts are very, very leery of doing it because it would not stop. So the two district attorneys fought against it. And finally, the DA, George Gascon, who is so pro-defendant, it's astounding, but in this case, it makes sense. He went ahead and allowed scrutinizing past convictions where DNA shows the possibility of someone else doing it. And the testing showed DNA from a man that was already serving time in prison for kidnapping and a sexual assault. And Hastings was released after 38 years. And in a report issued last September by the National Registry of Exoneration, there's a whole new organization. They say since 1989, over 3,200 people have been exonerated of crimes for which they were convicted. 53% were black, four times their proportion of the population. And of course, Hastings is black, right? Right. So let's do it. Let's take some phone calls. Larry. Hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hi, Bill.
Yes, sir.
My question, I have a problem with a solar company. I had panels installed last November, and they neglected to tell me about the tax credit that I could apply to the price of the panels. Now, my CPA tells me that the credit is non-refundable, and I cannot use it unless I owe the government taxes. So I've tried to contact the company to see if they work with me and rewrite the contract, and they just blow me off.
Okay, how much is it? Hold on. Let's start with how much is the tax credit, Larry?
$13,000.
Whoa, $13,000. And you would have gotten that had you applied timely, correct? Because you say you didn't owe the money. If you don't owe the government money, you're not going to get it. It's a tax credit as against the taxes that you owe, from what I understand.
Right, but I understood that I had the choice of letting the credit go back to the panel company.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it. All right. Okay. So what you're saying is because I put in my solar system, I remember so many years ago, and my accountant took care of it, and I had some kind of tax credit there. I completely forgotten. So what you're saying is had you applied for it timely, you would have gotten the credit, correct?
Well, no, it was timely, right? What I'm saying is that I could have paid the let the tax credit go back to the panel company towards the total price of the
Yeah, but you got the you got the money anyway, Brian.
Larry,
I mean, sorry, Larry, I apologize, but you got the credit. What ended up happening is you could have used it against the panel, but you couldn't because they didn't tell you. But you still got it. You got it. You got it against your taxes, or you got it in cash. Is that correct?
No, I did not get it in cash. I was told that it was.
Did you get? Did you? Okay, let me ask you again, Larry. Did you get that tax credit in some way or another?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're saying, what do you want? What are you asking for?
Well, I can't. I wanted to use the money.
No, I understand. I get it. No, I understand. You did, and you couldn't because they screwed up. But what are you asking for? What are you asking for?
Well, I was trying to see what I could do legally if I could have
Here's what you can do. They screwed up, and you have not been damaged, at least not legally. You got the money, and you could have taken the money and paid off whatever loan you have paid. You could use that money and turn around and pay it towards the solar system. I mean, Larry, are you asking for the tax credit and the money that you got?
No.
What do you want?
No.
What do you want?
No, I just want, I wanted the money to go towards.
I understand that it didn't work. What do you want now? Since it didn't happen, what are you asking for now?
Well, I'm saying that I can't even get access to this $13,000.
You said you got it.
No, Larry. I did not. My CPA says it was non-refundable.
I don't even understand what non-refundable means. I don't. You know, it's not a question of non-refundable. Is the you're saying you got or didn't get the tax credit? $13,000 is out there. Did you get a tax credit?
No, I didn't get it. I can't use it.
Okay, so you didn't get it. Oh, God, you're right. Driving me crazy. Okay, so you didn't get it. So you are out $13,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, God, it took forever to get there. My God. Don't ever show up in court, Larry. The judge will throw you out if you try to explain this. Here are your choices.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Here are your choices, and we only have a second. You can go after the company because they didn't tell you you were entitled to $13,000. And you got screwed out of $13,000. You can turn around and sue them. I would sue them. Now, small claims court, you can only go for $10,000, so you have to waive the other $3,000. Or you can hire a lawyer or do it yourself in municipal superior court. I would just forget about the three and go for the 10, because that you can do in small claims court. That's where I would go with that. This is Handle on the Law. Rob, you're up. Welcome to Handle on the Law.
Hey, Bill. We have a small business, home-based. We make a boutique style candle that's soy. Anyway.
Wow, soy. Hold on. I'm just curious now. Now you got my interest. A soy candle.
Yeah, so a soy-based candle, not a totally unique idea. It's a pretty crowded space, but we think ours are better and better
All
for
right.
your better for your home. They smell better. They're
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. I've never heard of a soy-based candle. I thought you needed some kind of wax, but do you get wax out of soybeans?
Yeah, it's a soy wax.
Wow. Okay. That's cool. Never heard of it. Yeah. All right. So you have a soy-based candle, and it's unique, and it's better than other candles. And I assume it's a fairly successful small business.
Yeah, we sell about 600 units a month.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Retail for around $30.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've had somebody that's knocked our product off identically in image. The quality of the product is far less. We think they're made in China. Anyway, I mean, they are exact. I mean, the font, the logo, the container, everything is the same. We've had a hard time chasing them down because they're distributed through a third-party distribution company, but we think we found where they're coming out of. And before we take next steps, we're just trying to figure out what can we do besides working to shut them down. Are there potential damages there?
Yeah, there's all kinds of damages. The point is they're knocking off your product, and it's confusion, and it's basically counterfeit is what it is. It's a counterfeit product.
Exactly.
That is what they're doing. Now, are you trademarked any of it? Is your font, et cetera, trademark? Have you done any of that?
We have a DBA for the name, obviously. We have a trademark. We've copyrighted some things.
Okay, and they're knocking you off.
They're knocking. I mean, it's exactly the same.
I'm assuming it's a different name, correct?
The name is the same. Name is exactly
wow. Okay, you got it. Yeah, the first thing you do. I mean, it's time for you to get a lawyer, a copyright lawyer. Trademark and copyright lawyer. You got to get one because what you have to do is send out a cease and desist letter, and then you have to take them to court, and you can shut them down. You can also sue them for damages, if you can prove whatever loss of business you've had. Now, suing for lack of growth is very speculative. Unless you can prove for the last 5 years, here you go, 20%, 20%, 20% increase, and you sue them for the difference because they effectively got in the way of your business. So, yeah, the problem is finding out where they are. Do you have any idea where they're headquartered?
Well, we actually think that we've traced them to a warehouse in El Segundo.
All right.
Now we don't know whether that is, again, a middleman.
And it doesn't. And by the way, it doesn't even matter if it's a middleman or not, because you want to get a court order saying they can't even ship. Trademark and estate attorney. I mean, you've got them. That is horrific business wise. When they knock off your name, they knock off your product, and it just is inferior products. Yeah, you know, it'd be the same as somebody starting a radio show and calling it Handle on the Law. And arguing that it's better quality, which that wouldn't take much to do. Actually, court would agree with that in 2 seconds. But I mean, you can't do that. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. ZJ, hello, ZJ, welcome.
Good morning, Mr.
Yes.
Handel.
Yes, sir.
I have a slip and in a restaurant on a wet floor during a time when the rain just started. They had no mats. No towels, no runner down. As I'm slipping, I throw my arms up to try to catch my balance as my foot's sliding out from me, and I grab onto some signage in the store, and it rips down off the wall, but it saves me from landing on my rear end, on my tokus.
Okay. By the way, it's tokus, not tokus.
Tokus.
I just took away your Jew card, okay?
God bless you, man. I love you being on the spot.
Yes.
I end up suing him in small claims court. There's a lot of paperwork that comes from small claims court, and this is a well-known restaurant. And they come to court, and they tell the judge during the trial that they have a video of the slip, but they can't get it in a format that they could provide it to me or the court 10 days prior to trial, which all the paperwork says, and I presented my evidence 10 days before. So they're asking for a continuance.
Yeah. Did they get it?
They did.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your question?
Well, so I'm missed 7 weeks of work because of the slip. I have over $400 in chiropractor bills.
Okay. So what's your question?
I have to take another day off work. I want to know if I can write a letter to the presiding judge and ask.
No.
What?
No, you can't.
Why?
You don't get paid for the time off to go to court. You don't do it. The court is able, judge is able to extend it and say you're not on time. You could ask for an extension and they're going to have to live with it. The answer is no. All right. Short answer is no. Long answer is
no. Can I write a complaint to the presiding judge? No,
because they extend. Why? They extend all the time. And the judge, if you get a letter back saying, hey, we extend all the time, you're out of luck. It's something that is.
I've never had anybody get extended.
Yeah, no, they extend like crazy.
One other quick question. They bring an insurance expert in. And the judge says, who are you? And she says, are you a witness? And she says, yes, I'm a witness. And I think to myself, what?
It depends if they bring in an expert witness. Expert witnesses are not prescient witnesses. They're not there.
She's a
witness as to the video, and she's going to comment on the video itself.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That can be done. And you can argue she wasn't a witness there. You have expert witnesses. Doreen. Hi, Doreen. Welcome.
Hello. My question is, probably 16 months ago or so, I had bumped into my boss's car with my car, and it was very minimal damage, a little paint chip in, maybe a little, a small dent. Just about 2 months ago, she started asking me for money to get it fixed. And I don't know if there's like a time limit on it.
Yeah, there is. There is, but they're within the time limit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So they can go forward with it. How much damage? What are they asking for? How much money?
She said it was $1,100.
$1,100, yeah. Well, yeah, it's crazy how much it used to be. It used to be that bumpers had to stand a 5 mile per hour collision without any damage. Those days are so gone. You just scratch a car. Yeah, it's $1,000. But the answer is they still have plenty of time to demand and take you to small claims court. And this is your boss, right? Are you still working there?
Yes, I am.
I got to tell you, I'd cut a deal with, I'm surprised. He's just asking you for the money now, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
All right. So,
There's lots of circumstances.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. I'm already bored. Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne. Welcome.
Hi. My husband was in a three-party car accident. He was found 100% not at fault. So one of the parties is suing me, and I'm upset, and can I counter sue her for emotional distress?
No, nobody cares about your emotional distress. Are you a registered owner of the car?
Yes. And I was.
So you're suing the car owner. It happens all the time. Yeah. And emotion, everybody who gets sued, it suffers emotional distress. Everybody.
And I'm so mad at her.
Of course you are. Yes, of course you are. And it's frivolous, and he's already deemed not guilty, although he was the one that was driving, correct?
Well, yes, he was driving, but somebody pulled in front of him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The point is he was sued as a driver, and now you're being sued as a registered owner of the car. Yeah, they do it all the time. And yes, you are angry as hell. And yes, you have suffered emotional distress.
Do you think she can win? I mean,
I have no idea. Probably not. Probably not. No. If the driver is deemed not at fault, how can the registered owner of the car be deemed at fault? And usually you go after. Yeah, you're fine. I wouldn't worry about it. You're going to be fine. It's just a pain in the rear end. I get it. You know, I don't like getting sued either. I've been sued a few times. I've actually been taken to a jury trial on a case that was frivolous because they figured I have a $1 zillion because I'm a national talk show host. They don't understand the company I work for. If they did, they never would have sued me. And the jury comes back 12-0 in my favor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's how ridiculous that lawsuit was. And could I sue them? No, I couldn't. Okay. I ended up suing. Now, I did end up suing the lawyers because at one point in there, they absolutely knew that there was no liability on our part. And the lawyers, what they did is they threatened saying to me, we're going to go public. We're going to make these accusations and we're going to go public. And that was enough of a threat. So, but short of that, the answer is no, absolutely not. By the way, we have a few lines open. This morning is a light show, and then it'll warm up. 800-520-1534. That's the number to call, and you can actually get in. And that doesn't happen by this time last week. You couldn't get in for 2 hours. 800-520-1534. All right, Claire. Hello, Claire. Welcome to Handle on the Law. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I have a wall issue with my neighbors. There's a 6-foot easement between our properties because there's a pedestrian walk through. I had tree trimmers cut down 3 queen palms, and 1 frond fell on their wall and did some damage. Well, it cracked the wall, but the wall was already compromised because they have wood slats nailed directly on the wall. So they're saying that I'm responsible for getting their wall repaired. The wall is wobbly and has cracks in it. The fronds, I had a lot of fronds fall on my own wall, and I suffered no damage from that.
Well, so that doesn't matter. That's incidental that it didn't hit you, that it didn't damage your wall. That doesn't even matter. The only issue is, did your palm fronds damage their wall? The answer is yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Who's responsible?
Okay, hang on. Let's go through it for a moment. The wall was already wobbly. The wall was previously wobbly and not very secure, correct?
Well, they had tree work. It could have been. I'm not certain.
Could have been. But you can't prove it. But you can't prove it, can you, Claire?
No. But
that's the problem. So you're going to walk in and you said it could have been.
Uh-huh.
And the court is, really, do you know for a fact? I do not know for a fact. All I'm telling you is it could have been. In the meantime, they're saying, look at the damage their palm tree caused to our wall. Oh, by the way, there was no damage before. And the court then turns to Claire and goes, can you refute that? They're saying there was no damage. I can't prove it, says Claire. And so the quick answer is, oh, yeah, you are liable. Yep.
So not the tree guys.
Well, that's the other argument. So now you get to counter sue against the tree guys because they did it wrong. And they had done it. Had they done it right? And then the question is, how do you know they did it wrong? And you now have to prove that the way they cut it and fell on to the wall, the fence, they did it wrong because they easily could have not damaged their wall. Now, you can't argue that they cut it and didn't damage my wall because, so they didn't damage your wall. So what? It's just whether what they did was wrong. And if it was their fault, then you get sued and you turn around and you countersue against them saying, I'm going to get blamed, but it was your fault. And so everybody gets hauled into court and the small claims judge has the time of his life.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what you do. It happens all the time. Our phone number is 800-520-1534, 800-520-1534. This is Handle on the Law, Marginal Legal Advice. All right, John, you're up. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Glad to hear that you're live today. That's why you're getting the calls. Listen, I was falsely accused of sexual harassment, and it was all because the supervisor basically said, "Oh, Charles, I missed you." And at this restaurant, everybody hugs around the shoulder, no big deal. I said, "Oh, I missed you too." Gave her the little hug. I just said, "Oh, sexual harassment," you know, when I gave her the hug as a sarcastic comment. And then I mentioned, "I've never been sexually harassed at work, ha, ha, ha." You know, and I've been working for 40 years, and, you know, I'm 55 years old. And then they said, then she came 2 hours later as I'm having my lunch break, and she said, "Charles, you're out of here. You know, you're done."
And this isn't the person. Is this the person you hugged, or is it someone else?
Yeah, and she's a supervisor.
But you hugged her.
And I don't think that's the law.
Okay, hang on a minute. You hugged her, correct?
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
Okay, you hugged the supervisor. I'm just a little. I just want to know who you hugged.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, fair enough. By the way, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. But I just wanted to know. All right.
And it's very common. Okay. At the restaurant, everyone's very friendly. She had just said, "Oh, we missed you. We haven't seen you for a week." And I said, "Oh, I missed you too," even though she had just.
Right, I got that. All right, I got that. All right, so they canned you. So she canned you. Goodbye, you're done. Now.
Yeah, but here's the reason. She didn't fire me. They said they didn't fire me for sexual harassment. They fired me because I came back into the restaurant after leaving the store to talk to her, to go, "What's going on? I mean, are you," you know, I said, "What," you know, and it was 5 minutes later.
All right, so John, what's your question?
To pursue the questioning.
What's your question?
It was confusing to me.
Right,
the whole thing.
All right, it makes it's confusing to me.
I'm not like that.
Well, okay, what's your question?
Is this a wrongful termination?
Nope.
Oh, it is not.
It is not. You're in California, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me give you the law in California. You can be fired for any reason. Or no reason. Your boss could walk in and go, "You know what, John, you're out of here. You're done." Why? Don't have to tell you. Or, "You know what, for no reason at all, John, I just felt like firing someone today and you won the lottery." That is the law in California. Unless you are, let's say you are black and being fired for being black. Or you are fired and you're for being handicapped. You are handicapped. Now, if you're fired for anything else, you're done. And then the law went even further to really screw you. If you are fired and you are a protected class, all right, you are one of those people that are a protected class is defined as, well, it's listed in the law, race, creed, religion, handicap, gender. Those are all protected classes. So you can't be fired for those reasons. But if you are fired for those reasons and something else, you know, John, maybe African-American, hypothetically. Yes, and I'm firing because he's African-American. And he's also, I just don't like him. You know, he's late. Any reason at all, that's not wrongful termination. Although, you know, that case is going to go forward. But the point is, you can be fired for any reason. And that's very unusual for California. I mean, California is such a liberal state, but that's the way it is. Robert. Hello, Robert.
Oh, yeah. I got a yellow light ticket. Do I have to pay it?
I would. I mean, you don't have to. You can fight it. But how are you going to fight it? What are you going to say? I was in the yellow. How do you prove it?
I was hanging a right turn behind a truck.
How do you prove it? Robert, I got it. How do you prove it? How do you prove that you were hanging a right against a truck or behind a truck? How do you prove that? You say, "I was making a right turn. There was a truck in front of me, and it was yellow when I went through." Okay, fair enough. How do you prove that?
It was illegal.
What was illegal?
The cameras.
Oh, there were cameras there. Okay,
yeah.
And have you seen the footage? Well, it's a picture. Have you seen the picture?
Yeah, I got my ugly face on it.
Ah, and is the light show that it's yellow?
Yes.
Then you got him. If the light shows that you went through the intersection and it was not red at any time, you walk in, you're not guilty, partner. You win it.
I was don't pay the ticket and then fight.
No,
it,
you have to pay. No, you have to pay the ticket. Okay, but that's a bail.
Oh.
It's bail. It's not you. It's not you admitting it. It's technically bail. And then when you go to court and you win the case, which based on what you say you're going to win, Your Honor, here's the photo. It was yellow. I'm in the intersection. You're done. You got him, Robert. You get your money back.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. Okay. That's how it works. If you have the photo, you've got the photo. So let me tell you about gold. And Birch Gold is not only helping you with your gold investment, but now you get a free safe to store it in. On qualifying purchases from Birch Gold, now through March 31st, they'll ship a free safe directly to your door. Just text HANDEL, H-A-N-D-E-L, to 989-898 to get your free info kit on gold and get your free safe. Now, the Fed keeps raising rates because it's the only tool they have to keep inflation under control. It's not working. And look at the stock market. Look at your savings. Well, owning gold is a hedge against inflation. This is what I do. And that could be gold in your safe, the one you're getting, or silver, or a tax-sheltered retirement account, an IRA in precious metals. That's my choice. Birch Gold, an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers. This is about your retirement. This is about taking the money you have and just transferring it into gold and getting that kind of security. Text HANDLE to 989-898 for your info on gold and get that free home safe until March 31, 989-898. This is HANDLE on the Law.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.